Parshas Kisavo. We'll start off with an old word.
It's good.
Okay. Parshas Kisavo starts off with the Nina Bikurim. V'lokach ha'koyin ha'terem yedecho. Peregimu. The first parak in Kisavo. Pasuk says the koyin takes the basket from your hand. V'inichlai puts it before the mizbeach. We all know the Mishnah Masecht Bikurim Peregimu. The Mishnah says ha'ashirim mevi'im bikurim b'kosois shel kesef shel zahav. The rich people, the wealthy people, bought bikurim in kelim, trays of baskets of silver and gold. V'haniim mevi'im oisam, the haniim bought bikurim b'salei netzarim shel rava kufa, in a basket made of peeled darava, branches woven together. V'asalim v'habikurim nitonin akayhanim, and both the baskets and the bikurim were given to the kahanim. And the Gemara in Baba Kama, Sadik Beis, that only the kelim of the Aniyim, the baskets of the Aniyim, were given to the Kahanim, but the kelim of the Ashirim were not given to the Kohen. The Kohen gave the Asher back his silver tray, his gold basket, but the keli of the Ani was taken together with Bikurim. And the Gemara uses the expression, Basa Aniya Azli Aniyusa. After an Ani, Aniyus follows. The Ani is a poor man. He doesn't have much. He's the one who ends up losing his basket. The kohen takes it away. The rich person who has much wealth, he gets his money back. And the ani is the one who ends up losing his basket after the ani anius anius follows. Okay. We said this over many times. What's Hakad Pshat? Why is the ani's basket taken away by the kohen? Why is his basket given to the kohen? And why is the keli the Asher brings, which is silver, gold, be a nice donation to the Beis HaMikdash? Why is the keli of the Asher refused and given back? So this word is said over by many. I saw it today from the Tzaddik Miliska. He says over the same idea, and that is what happens before the Bikurim is brought. What happens in the house of the Ani? The Ani is there in the field, and he sees the olive tree starting to grow, the olives are ready. He sees the pomegranates are ready. The Shivas Haminim, he comes running home all excited.
He has pomegranates.
Only somebody who owns land is able to bring Bikurim. He has to have some trees. Some doesn't have, he can't bring Bikurim. Only somebody who owns land brings Bikurim. If he has one tree, whatever he has. He comes home all excited. The olives are ready. The pomegranates are ready. It's time to bring Bikurim. Hoidu Hashem ki toiv kulam chaslo, the fruits grew. Now we'll have what to eat. He's happy. But he has one problem. How's he going to bring the Bikurim up to the Beis HaMikdash? He doesn't have a fancy gold tray. He doesn't have a silver tray. How's he going to bring it up? So his wife says, no problem. We'll take some branches, some leaves, I'll weave together a basket, and I'll make for you a basket to be able to bring up the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And she leaves a basket, Bikdusha, to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, and Besimcha, he takes the peiris, the fruits of Bikurim, he puts it into the basket, and he brings it up to the Kohen, to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens in the Asher's house? Dosh is busy at home. He's busy with his business. One of the Rasharsim comes running in and says, boss, you know, the tree's starting to grow. The fruits are ready. The olives are ready. So the Asher says, good, let's harvest it in. Bring in the crop. The Mashar says, 1 minute. You have to give Bikurim first. And the Asher says, oh, again, I gave my Terumas, Maestras last time. Now Bikurim. All right, we'll give Bikurim. Go fill up the basket. We'll give Bikurim. Then the Asher says, wait a minute, we can't use any basket. Because last year, I remember, I used a silver basket, but all the neighbors used gold baskets. And I felt out of place, because I wasn't as fancy as they were. This year, I'm going to show them all. This year, take out the best keli that I have, the best gold that I have, and put the fruits inside and bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. And I'm going to show all the neighbors who's the wealthiest one around. I'm going to show them with my gold keli. No, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash with such a keli, is it any wonder that the kohen takes the basket of the ani and the kohen accepts it and keeps it as a donation? Because the ani, that basket came with Mesiras Nefesh. The ani didn't have, it was made special for the Bikurim. While the Asher's keli, the Asher gave the Bikurim, he did the mitzvah, but it wasn't with the same Mesiras Nefesh, it wasn't with the same dedication that the ani has. You know, Chazal tell us, Echad Amabe v'Echad Amamet. It doesn't matter if one gives a lot, if one gives a little. The main thing is, his kavana should be Rashimayim. A Ani's carbon could be even more, worth more than the Asher, if the Ani is L'Shem Shemayim. Who brings a mincha? An Ani brings a carbon mincha. And the Pasuk says, V'nefesh kisakir. If a person brings a mincha, nefesh, And Rashi in Parshas Vayikra tells us, why is it safe in Nefesh? Because when an Ani brings a mincha, it's kigu hu makrivis nafshas, like he gave his life. The Ani doesn't have much, and yet with Mesiris Nefesh, he manages to bring a small mincha. He manages to bring his basket made of branches for the Bikurim. That's choshuv na'ez v'ashem. It came with the proper kavana. It came with Shem Shemayim. That's why that basket is kept. Not because we're taking away from the Ani. Just the opposite. We're accepting the donation of the Ani. That even his basket is accepted as an adova, as opposed to the Yoshe. Going a little further in the parasha, we find between Sheni and Shlishi, Perichavov, Pasuk Yud Gimel, a person says Vidoy Maisvis. In the third year, the sixth year, they need to say Vidoy, that a person gave all the Trumos and all the Maisvis properly, he didn't hold back anything in his house. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yavarti Mi Mitzvaysecho, Velo Shechachti. I wasn't over any of your mitzvahs, I didn't forget. Okay, so all the Mepharshim discuss what's the double meaning of the Pasuk. I wasn't over and I didn't forget. Good, it refers to different dinim of Trumos and Maisvis. I didn't forget to make a bracha, Rashi brings down. Devin Ezra says, well, Yavarti means b'mezer, it wasn't over, well, shechachti b'shoigei, fine. The Stas Emes says a beautiful idea. He says, what does the Pasuk mean? Well, Yavarti mi mitzvaysecha, velo shechachti. I wasn't over your mitzvahs and I didn't forget. If he wasn't over, of course he didn't forget. If we would have said, well, shechachti first, maybe it'd be easier to understand. I didn't forget, and it wasn't over. But I wasn't over your, from your, I wasn't over any of your mitzvahs, I didn't forget the mitzvah. Of course he didn't forget. If he wasn't over, that means he did the mitzvahs. What does he mean, I didn't forget? And the Stas Emes says, because there are times that a person could do the mitzvah and still forget about the mitzvah. There are times that a person could do an action and he's not even aware of what he's doing. People are in a habit. When a person's in a habit of doing something, mitzvahs are nashim u'lamada, he gets in the habit of doing something, he doesn't even, he's not even aware he's doing a mitzvah. He's in a habit of saying a bracha, he mumbles the words, he's not even aware that he's doing a mitzvah. He's in the habit of davening, saying the words. A person who doesn't feel the mitzvah could be doing the mitzvah, but he could taka forget about it. He doesn't have the right intent. He doesn't even realize and aware that he's doing a mitzvah. So, yavarti mi mitzvah secha. I wasn't over your mitzvahs. I did all the mitzvahs. I did the actions I was supposed to do. But v'loi shechachti. Not only that, but when I did the mitzvahs, I didn't forget. It wasn't out of habit. It wasn't just without thinking, forget. Well, shachachti, I didn't forget. And I did the mitzvahs with the proper intent and the proper kavanah. Going a little further in the parasha, we find the pasuk describes what took place at Har Gerizim and Har Evel. In Har Gerizim and Har Evel, six shvatim went and stood by Har Gerizim, six shvatim on Har Evel, with the Levim and the Aaron in between, and they said the brachos and the klolos. And Rashi brings down that even though the Pesukim mentioned only the Orohoish, Ashiyasa, Pesel, Masecha, and the 12 Orohs, Rashi brings down that he said the Baruchs first. Before each Oroh, they said, Baruch Hoish, blessed the person who doesn't do the Aveira. And they all answered, Amen. And then they said, Oroh, cursed is the person who does the Aveira. And they answered, Amen. The Omar, Koham, Amen. Everybody said, Amen. What does Amen accomplish? What does Amen mean? Amen is a Kabbalah's Havon. A person's Makabal on himself. He accepts the words, he accepts what was said by answering Amen. Amen is a Kabbalah.
Shua.
Amen.
Shua. Like a Sota, no?
But, Sota. Amen is Makabal on himself. Amen stands for Keil Melech Nemon. Amen has a certain power. A person's Makabal on himself. Many times we mentioned the Marsha that Amen is the Gematria of 91. 91 is the gematria of Hashem and Elohim together. It's the gematria of the two Shemus Hashem together, Hashem and Elohim, Din and Rachamim together, is Amen, is a certain power to the word Amen. It's probably a marshal that probably is a famous marshal, but it's a nice little story anyway. The king announced he was coming to visit a certain city, and he wanted to see how the people in the city lived, behaved, and he was coming to visit the city. As soon as the city found out the king is coming, they started preparations. They started cleaning the streets, decorating their houses, they painted the buildings, they were preparing for the king's trip to the city. There was a young boy in the city, a little bit of a wild boy, called a troublemaker, and his mother didn't know what to do with him. The king is coming, and the last thing she needs is he should go in and make trouble. So she warns him over and over again. Remember, when the king comes, you have to behave yourself. You have to have derech eretz. When the king comes, you can't go out and make any trouble. As a matter of fact, maybe it's better if you stay home when the king comes. You shouldn't even go out. You shouldn't cause any trouble. Of course, he's a very active boy. Nothing can stop him. And he decides that the king is coming. He wants to do something special in honor of the king. He goes out, and he comes home the next day with sticks, wooden sticks, a whole pile of sticks. And his mother asks him, what are you doing? He says, you'll see. You'll see what we're going to do. Takes the sticks, he makes flags, and he writes on the flags, long live the king. And he gets together his whole chevra, all the young boys, and they practice marching and singing, long live the king. And they're marching up and down the streets, long live the king. Okay. The day finally comes, the big day arrives, the king is here, the whole entourage, the king comes in his carriage, soldiers in front of him, soldiers behind him, he's going down the main street to the city, and our friend, our little boy, has his whole chevra standing there, long live the king, and he's getting very restless. He needs some action, it's too quiet, everybody's staring at the king, it's quiet, he decides it's time to have a little fun. And an impulse, he takes out his slingshot that he has. He says, I wonder what it would feel like if a rock hits the king's carriage. What noise would it make? And he takes a shot, and he hits the king's carriage. Bing! And the sound is heard very loud. And of course, as soon as the rock hits the carriage, the soldiers go running to find the culprit who shot the rock at the king. And they catch the little boy, shot the rock at the king. They bring him to the king, and the prosecutor says, death! Shot a rock at the king. Anyone who throws rocks at the king deserves to die. Let's sentence him to death. He's entitled to a lawyer, a defender. The defender comes, and the defender says to the king, how can he sentence this boy to death? This boy loves you. He loves the king. He shot the rock because he's a young boy out of impulse. Youth. He shot the rock. He didn't mean to hurt the king. And the king says, can you prove it? And the defender says, of course I can prove it. For days he's been marching around the city with his whole gang of boys, long live the king. And everyone knows that he's been singing for days, long live the king. How could you accuse him of trying to harm the king, of trying to hurt the king, when he's been praising the king for days and weeks in preparation of today's visit, long live the king. And they verify that he went around praising the king, long live the king, and his life is saved. Look, nice little story. What happens to us? The king, of course, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what do? Sometimes we shoot the rocks. We also have our taivus, our youthful impulses, our various that we give into, our desires we give into. And we let loose sometimes. We do things we shouldn't do. And the prosecuting malachim come and say, look at that avera that he did. Shot a rock at the king. Deserves to be punished. And then the good malachim come and say, but this person loves the king. How could he punish him? He just did it. He had a taiva. He had a little yetzahara to do it. V'harai loves the king. He answered amen. He made brachas. He answered amen yehi shmei rabba. Long live the king. He praised the king. He really loves the king. Amen that a person answers shows the chashivos that a person has. How a person is machshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if a person does aveiros, the fact that he goes ahead and he says, Amen, Amen, Yehi Shmei Rabba, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, what kayach it has, the Amen that he answered. So even though to us an Amen is very light, it takes answer bracha, and sometimes we mumble the Amen, but the Amen has a tremendous, tremendous kayach when a person answers his Amen. And befrat, if someone's in shul, and sometimes you hear Bachazos HaShatz, it's quiet, the Amen's a very, if someone answers Amen a little bit louder, there's more air others to answer Amen, the schus is much greater. The schus of answering an Amen, could save a person and bring tremendous schus.
Who said over this mashal?
I don't know. Okay. It says, I saw it in a sefer, okay, I'm sorry, I'll.
No problem.
Baruch Ata B'Vayecha or Baruch Ata B'Tisecha. Okay. In Perik Chafei Pasuk Vav, right before Shishi, blessed are you when you're coming in, blessed are you when you're going out. And Rashi brings down, Shitehei Yitzi Oscha Min Ha'Elam B'Lechet Kibi Oscha L'Elam. You're leaving the world, should be like you're coming into the world without a chet, without an aveira. Just like when a person enters the world, he enters pure or clean. A person enters without any aveiras. So too, he should be zaycha baruch ata b'tisach. When he leaves the world, he should leave the world as clean as he came in. B'loy chait baruch ata b'vayecha. He came in without a chait. Or baruch ata b'tisach. He should leave without a chait. Mefarshim Olas, it says later on in Pasuk Yutes, Arur Ata Beveyecha, V'Arur Ata Betisecha. That a person who's a Rasha does a Veyres, he's cursed in coming in and cursed in going out. And there, L'chayr, you can't dash in the Pasuk the same way. What are you going to say? The same way he was cursed coming into the world, he should be cursed going out. Mm-hmm. But when a person comes into the world, there's no Averis, he's clean. So what does the Pasuk mean? Arur Ata Beveyecha. Cursed when you're coming in, cursed when going out. But it's not true. When a person enters the world, he's baruch, he's clean, he's naki b'loy chet. It's a question everybody asks. So the Binyan Ariel brings down an interesting shot. There are many different ideas that I said. We make a bracha every morning, shiloy asani goy. We thank Hashem, he did not make me a goy. And you see, I said that others ask, why don't we make a bracha shiloy Yisrael? Why don't we make a negative bracha? Hashem did not make me a goy. Why not a positive bracha? Shasani Yisrael? Blessed are you, Hashem, made me a Yid? Why a bracha of Shoy Asani God? And this Yais advances to the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin, and Yogimel, the Gemara says, Nimnu v'gomru, noyach loy lo'odom, shiloy nivra, misha nivra. A person will be better off not having been created, instead of being created. Because when a person is created, there are many Nisyanis challenges in the world, nichsham and averis, a person will be better off not having been created. But the Gemara ends off. If Achshav Shenivra, now that he's created, a person has to go ahead and make the best of it. Says Tosfos. That's only by a regular person, by a Rosh. But by a Tzaddik, a person who's a Tzaddik, then just the opposite. It's Taka better that he was created. A Tzaddik, for him, we say, it was good that he was created, and he accomplishes by being created in this world. Avol Tzaddik, Shiloi Mitoiro, Mikayim Mitzvahs, Ashrov, Ashrei, Doiroi Shenivra. Praises him and praises his generation that he was created. The male, everything falls into place. Baruch atah b'vayecha or baruch atah b'tzeisecha. And a tzaddik could say baruch atah b'vayecha because his coming into the world was taken good. So the same way he came into the world, noki b'vaychet, somebody who leaves the world the same way without an avera, he was baruch when he came in because he deserved to be created and he's baruch when he leaves. But the pasuk of Arur Ata B'Vayecha, for Arur Ata B'Tzeisecha, is speaking about a Rasha. Who's the pasuk B'Mekala? A Rasha. A Rasha is taka better than he shouldn't have been created. Better not to have been here. So it's taka Arur Ata B'Vayecha. His coming into the world is an Arur, because better off he should not have been created. So the same way he came into the world Arur, Arur Ata B'Tzeisecha, the Rasha leaves the world B'Arur. But for Tzaddik, it's taka Baruch Ata B'Vayecha, or Baruch Ata B'Tzeisecha.
How does
that
answer your question?
No, you had a question.
Why would we make
those
positive brachas?
Why?
No, you had
a question.
Because
Taiva Shiloh Nivra, Yisra Mishra. You can't make a bracha on a positive that I was made in Israel, because a person would have been better off not have been created in the first place. The problem is, why in Isha says Shasani Kiritsai? Why doesn't Isha make a bracha according to the Steretz? Why does she say Shasani Kiritsai? I don't know, bothers me. Okay. Eila yamdu levarech es ha'om al hag reason. But still, I'm just saying it's wrong. Eila yamdu levarech es ha'om al hag reason. Okay. Klai Yisrael, six shvatim went on hag reason, six shvatim went on harevo, and they said the brachas in the kolos. So, this is the first short. Meisle, the Chavetz Chaim, but if you see Hagdoyla in Vienna, so when people heard the Chavetz Chaim came to the Knesset Gedolah, they gathered to the house where he was staying, and they came for brachas. They wanted a bracha for the Chavetz Chaim. So Chavetz Chaim told them, he's not a Rebbe, and don't come to me for brachas. But the crowd didn't exactly accept that, and they insisted, and they were very insistent, and the Chavetz Chaim spoke to people and gave brachas. It was that week was Pashas Kisavo. And there was a man who came to see the Chavetz Chaim together with his young son. And this man had never met the Chavetz Chaim before. And he was planning on sending his son, taking his son out of yeshiva and sending him to a Goyish school. So he came to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says to him, I don't know why you came to me for a bracha. If you send your son to yeshiva, then you don't need my bracha. Because by Hag Rizim and by Har Evel, in this week's parasha, Klal Yisrael, the Levim, the Aaron, the Shechina were all there, and they all gave brachas to Baruch, Asher Yakim, it's different at Torah Azais. Blessed is the ones who came this Torah. And then they said, Arur asher lo yakim istivriyat Torah azayis. Cursed is the one who's not mekayim this Torah. He said, if you send your son to yeshiva, and you raise your son the right way, to yeshem a Torah mitzvahs, then you don't need my bracha. You have the bracha of 600,000 yidin, of the levim, the aron hashchina, by ha gritz ben har evil. If on the other hand, you don't raise your son properly, and you're gonna wait to be a machal Shabbos, and not a shem a Torah mitzvahs, then the Torah gave a klala, and my bracha is not gonna help. And the person had never seen the Chavos Chaim before, was very taken aback by the Chavos Chaim's response. Okay, nice little story. The bottom line is we don't realize the brachas that we have. We don't realize the bracha of Asher Yochim. Every time we do mitzvahs, keep the Torah, Shema Shabbos, the zoichet the brachas, Baruch Asher Yochim, the Zivriya Torah Azois, for being Mekayim the Torah. There are tremendous brachas that we have for doing the mitzvahs. In fact, before Rosh Hashanah, not much time left, a week, a little less than 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, everybody's looking for schusim, faker, by doing mitzvahs, learning extra, doing a little extra mitzvah, a little extra chesed, the person is zoichet the tremendous brachas, Baruch Asher Yochim, the Zivriya Torah Azois, Shtaka will be zeichet to ksiv yichsim etayva, a good kibben shliya, we should be able to continue to learn together, and be zeichet to see Mashiach's came here, remain on the